Nearly a dozen avalanches have been reported along the Park City ridgeline this week. Utah avalanche forecaster Nikki Champion says a solo snowboarder triggered a 125-foot-wide, 200-foot-long avalanche on a low-angled, east-facing slope on Monday near the area known as Sound of Music. The snowboarder fortunately had pulled beneath a tree to release his foot from the binding when he looked up and saw the avalanche coming and was able to stay out of the path. It's a reminder, she says, that avalanches can come out of nowhere.
Yeah, he was safe, but we've been seeing a lot of these avalanches being triggered remotely from below. So that's what we talk about. You don't want to be beneath these steep slopes because you could trigger it. Yeah, you can trigger it from even lower down on the slope.
On Tuesday, forecasters were out checking the conditions and remotely triggered a slide on the south pocket of West Monitor on a northerly facing slope. They were climbing about 100 feet away when the slide let loose. It was about 100 feet wide and 18 inches deep. Also on Tuesday, in the Dutch Draw area, there were three more human-triggered slides, two of them by riders, and one was triggered remotely. Despite the high danger of avalanche, forecaster Drew Hardesty says there were dozens of riders in the backcountry rolling the dice. Again, this persistent weak layer has been the cause of the avalanches. Hardesty says there have been many close calls, and it's not a matter of if, but when, someone will get caught in a slide.
Our luck is going to run out soon, even sort of from the vantage of the ski resorts on the Park City ridgeline. It seemed that the unintentionally triggered avalanches and close calls continued without pause for most of the day. Even solo skiers getting caught and carried in steep avalanche terrain. And, you know, if not but for the grace of God, I should say, it's really something. And conditions are dangerous. I'm really surprised we didn't have any fatalities or more significant avalanche accidents. Conditions remain just as dangerous as they were yesterday. We're telling people to avoid steep terrain in the backcountry and kind of wait for things to settle down.
He understands the draw into the backcountry, but for those who exit the ski gates, he says they are risking their lives if they don't know what they're doing.
We have world-class powder, and honestly, it's some of the best skiing and riding of the year. And, you know, right from the ski areas, you can very easily, well, from the canyon ski area, you know, I think the other resorts have closed boundaries, but you can very easily access the Park City ridgeline, you know, there and Square Top and Red Rock Chutes and the Monitors and on and on and on. And just sort of riding the chairs, you can get up there and very easily access this very steep, dangerous terrain, and Square Top is a known killer.
There have been 22 avalanches reported since the beginning of the year in the Salt Lake Mountains and several more in the Uintas and Logan Mountains. If you're headed out, make sure that you're prepared and are skiing with someone and have excellent route-finding skills. Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.